Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show. In this episode, I'm going to be calling the Mindful Pivot, and I'm fortunate to have Jake Myers back. Jake, thank you for being here today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So the reason why this is the Mindful Pivot is there's times in all of our lives, whether it be something that happens to us, our loved ones, something that's going on in the world, where something comes at us and then we have to make a choice. And you and I were supposed to do another show on a different topic today. And I thank you. You did something incredibly reverent this morning. You reached out to me in a lovely text. Can you tell me sort of what you were thinking this morning when you woke up? And I can tell you, and we can kind of just model to people what a mindful pivot is.
Sure. So I kind of woke up just feeling the heaviness of the world today and everything that is going on with the shooting that just happened, which was so devastating at an elementary school, killing, 19 people, I believe it is now. And just like how heavy that makes us feel. And, on top of that, like everything else that's been heavy in the world with COVID, and I actually just got over COVID myself, and everything with the war in Ukraine and politics and, everything going on that's so much. And I just was like feeling that heaviness. So I wanted to reach out to you to kind of check in to see where you are at, because, just because I'm feeling this way doesn't mean that you're necessarily feeling that way. But I wanted to check in and just make sure that we're aligned and in the right space to do kind of the best thing show that we could do today.
Thank you for doing that. And also, we even made the decision. I checked in with your health. And so this is something, Jake, this will be the third time you're on the show, and you've been on the show talking about being the founder of the LGBTQ therapy space. We had wonderful connection and vibe. Then we did self-care as the new cool. And I think in just knowing you for the time I've known you, you and I have really mirrored to one another those concepts of an awareness, how am I doing mind, body, soul? And I just want to thank you for that. So everyone, if you're in a relationship, whether it's in your work life, your friend, be really reverent. So Jake, thank you for that. And how was I feeling when I woke up today? Last night, before I went to bed, I got an email from my son's school that he was exposed to COVID. And he was just at a pool party. He's at a smaller school. They're doing an incredible job there. The teachers decided to wear masks again. They gave the kid choices. My son's been wearing a mask this week. Everywhere around the world's different COVID numbers. But then I had to make this decision. Okay, do I send him to school? Do I not? They weren't saying he didn't need to go to school because they're all such a small unit. They do PCR testing. So just your own health, you waking up, all of us waking up. What's my own health like? How do I keep my family safe? Then we have what I would call the pulse of consciousness, which what you just addressed, the heaviness of the war in Ukraine, COVID. And I think everyone's almost learned. I don't know. Can you relate to at times this feeling of a learned helplessness?
Definitely. And it's scary at times, just thinking about everything that's going on and the news, the news that's fed to us is negative, negative, negative. And because they want headlines and they want ratings, and it can really get us down, and we can feel sort of like we're drowning sometimes. That word helpless we're losing control, and that can feel scary to feel powerless.
Yes. And so I want to just do a pause, and I want to say something, and maybe you can add to it, and then we'll pause. I just want to be reverent in this moment of time. The show's going to launch sometime today, and it is the day after, I guess, the second deadliest shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And there's been other shootings. There's been hatred. There's been racial profiling. There's been all kinds of things that have gone in humanity, but like Steve Kerr said, we don't want to get numb. Do you want to add to that before we do a pause?
Yeah, I think that it's important to acknowledge the feelings that we all have around these tragic events and make space for them and be able to grieve and be able to feel all the feelings, sadness, rage, anger. And at the same time, like, we don't want to push those away and just be like, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. It's just, this is how it is. And sort of like dismiss those feelings that we're having. It's and become numb, because then we're just going to like be in this place of like allowing these kinds of atrocities to keep happening. And we don't want to become numb. We want to be honest and authentic about how we're feeling. And I'm, you know, I'm sure we'll get into a little bit of like, what can we do about that? But first, I think the important first step is to make space for all of those feelings and be okay with that.
Thank you for that. Just a short 10-second pause. I'm going to put my hand on my heart. Do what feels right for you. And anyone listening, take a deep breath. Do your version of your pause and however you want to honor the lives that were lost yesterday and anyone that you know or loved one, or to yourself if you're having some PTSD just from another day of trauma living here on Earth. Okay. Jake.
Yes, thank you for that. I took a deep breath actually myself, and I kind of breathed in all of the anxiety and all of the, you know, hopelessness I'm feeling, and I breathed it out. I let it go. I had this like conscious like letting go, because, you know, as much as we want to make space for everything that's bad that's going on and the feelings around that, we also don't want to forget that there is still a lot of beauty and, you know, wonderful things about being alive in the world right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, yesterday I had such a full day of patience as well as recording, and I'm a single mom. I did not even know about the shootings until the evening. And it's not, it was just the way my day went. I wasn't on my phone. I was literally back to back with clients. And in a way, I feel grateful that I didn't find out till later, because my son, when you talk about the beauty of life, my son had one of his biggest like victory days since before the pandemic. He was invited to an outdoor pool party. His neurostyle is that he usually likes to socialize one-on-one, but he is at this new school where he feels just like free, like liberated. And I got to this pool party and he was jumping off a ledge off of almost like a two-story home. And I'm like, oh my God, but I have to be honest with you. First of all, I was like, oh my God, is he going to fall? Like, what am I about to witness? But he had reached his own new ascension level and the beauty of liberation, of socializing, having fun. And I thought, oh my gosh, these are the moments, the most beautiful moments, like an epic moment. And I'm so almost grateful I didn't know till later, because I might not have even been able to enjoy that moment. Doesn't mean I don't still have feelings for the loss, but I agree with you that we still have to. It's like another day. There's miracles that can happen after we're dealing with grief, and grief's different for all of us. You know, we have to decide how we're going to mindfully ingest the news, how we're going to like be allowed to have less stress or inner peace given anything that comes at us.
That's amazing. And I love that he had this like childlike moment of fun and play and freedom, like, because that's what life should be about. And, you know, we can't let everything that's going on in the world take that away from us and notice the little things that still bring us joy. And, you know, I had a client actually earlier today from through LGBTQ therapy space. And he was like, you know, the world is heavy right now, but I don't want to make the choice to miss the day that's happening today by only focusing on the negative. Like, I want to still enjoy like my cats coming and pouncing on my chest in the morning when I wake up. And, you know, we can't let this take away those little moments that are so magical.
Absolutely. And so I think with regard to yesterday, my son's school, I want to just say some of the things that I think society or the pulse of consciousness that, you know, I can't control. I'm not the school administration, but I loved the way my son's school handled it. I'm going to read this. Today, our nation faced yet another school shooting, this time at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. These moments are life-changing and the impact is horrific. I want us as a community to take a moment to acknowledge this latest shooting as well as the racially motivated shooting in Buffalo a few weeks ago. There are no words for the lives forever changed by these events. As we wind down our school year together, please take a moment to pause, reflect, and appreciate your loved ones as we send love to those whose lives are forever changed by those most recent shootings. If your child is experiencing distress, we do have counseling services available. Please reach out to Ms. Morris, our Director of Counseling and Wellness, to arrange for support. Now, I just felt like that was the most fantastic way that a school administrator could handle this.
I love that. And it really kind of aligns with what we're saying about kind of appreciating what we have and really appreciating our loved ones, because something like this, you know, shows us that every day is a gift and everyone in our life is a gift. And, you know, I've seen a few people on social media today post about how, like, they gave their kids an extra hard hug this morning before they went to school, like, and had tears in their eyes, just grateful that they're alive, you know?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's times where maybe we have misunderstandings with one another, whether it be our life partner, a business associate, our children, and, like, just realize that every moment is the miracle, and that you can, you know, that little extra hug that you talked about. I try to do those little extra hugs. If we want to shift into like this mindful pivot, like you and I are really fortunate to do, like self-care is the new cool is one of the, but these are self-care. Like, how much fun is it to just give someone an extra hug or to smile or to say thank you? I had a patient last night. I you're not even going to believe this. Last night, and she is a therapist. I did not expect this to happen. And you're not going to believe this. Right when I was writing the person's note and I was thinking of her, I got this text. And it was so amazing. She said, "In the light of the horrendous mass murder of children today in Texas, I wanted to take a moment to tell you how grateful I am to have you in my life to help me navigate my mental health. Events like this remind me of the importance of letting important people in our lives know that we care, value, and appreciate them. I value and appreciate you, Dr. McDermott." So then I called her because she's on the front lines doing mental health. She's a therapist. And I said, "Oh my goodness, you know, she and I believe in, you know, that we're here, the linear, the nonlinear." I said, "No coincidences that I was just thinking about you right as you texted." So I wanted to like finish that loop or just keep it going and ripple back and say to her, "Thank you for all the people you're helping every day."
Yeah, it's really like why we do this work, right? Like to have these moments where we really can affect people and we can be the beacon of light, like in a world that can sometimes feel dark, like we can bring that light. And when people are receptive to it and then they bring the light to someone else, like it's all we can do, right?
Yes, yes. And I think based on the work we do day to day, when events like this happen, whether it's the school shooting or something, many of us don't realize when we open up our news feed or our social media, when things come at us, of course, we want to know what's going on in the world. But then we have to look at our own unique neurostyle and the way like, okay, how much news do I need to watch today? Are there any tips or tools or can I donate or help to the families? Or I thought of someone I know that lost pretty much 80% of her family to a church shooting years ago. And I'm going to wait to reach out to her until I finish my whole patient day because I want to hold sacred space for when I reach out to her. Because I my own intuition is that I was thinking, oh my gosh, not only do I care about the kids that were just, you know, that are no longer here and the teachers in Uvalde, I'm thinking of people I know that have lost family members to mass shootings. And so I was just thinking, oh, I just want to reach out to her and give her an extra hug later, you know, verbally with my words.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important to just do what we can to like be there and have that empathy for everyone that might be affected in different ways by this.
So I think what's really important too is if you have, and I want this to be just more the sacred reverence and tips to just good self-care. But I also think sometimes people are getting sick of saying prayers for this, and that we are hoping that legislation and some things will change. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you want to vote differently or put money towards things that help with protection or the idea of background checks for, you know, however your own viewpoints are, I don't want to make this into a big preach thing, but the most important thing is when you're going through anything that you respond to, and this is like the horrific tragedy of this shooting, you have to ask yourself, what can I do in this moment in time for my mental well-being? And is there anything in a linear way I can do that's also going to make me feel better?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I like to think about is just trying to remember to be present in whatever way that is for you. Like if that means just going back to what you're doing in the moment and washing the dishes and being mindful about it, or like going for a jog on the treadmill or jumping in the pool if you have one. Anything to just bring yourself back to the moment, because it's so easy to get caught up in like, what if, and like doom and gloom and things that like, you know, haven't even really happened yet necessarily, about like where our country's going and all of that. And so I encourage people to, you know, try to be present. And, you know, when you talk about sending out prayers, the way that I see it is less of like, kind of like a religious thing of like, you know, but more almost like sending the energy of positivity and love, because I do think that that does have an effect. Like, even if it doesn't affect other people, who knows if, you know, energy can transfer like that. Maybe it can't, maybe it can. But if anything, you're changing the way that you're feeling inside by like shining love and light and like having a positive thought for yourself or for the world. I think it really can be a collectively amazing thing.
I agree with you. And with that being said, in this kind of mindful pivot episode, I also just want to validate that don't let your own guard down, everyone, with your intuition. And this is just tagging off exactly with what Jake just said about the moment of now. You know, he mentioned some good, healthy tips. Like, I literally finished with a client and I was so grateful that you and I were going to have this time today, but I checked in with myself. I'm like, did you remember to eat lunch? Nope, you didn't. Oh, are you choosing a protein? No, you just choose a tangerine. You need some protein. So in order to get through a day, you have to feed yourself. And maybe some people are really good at remembering to eat. I don't know, Jake, do you ever forget to eat when you're going through a lot, like a stressful day of clients?
I don't do that because I tend to eat like more when I'm stressed as a way to kind of like stuff those feelings. But I forget to take a moment for myself all the time. Like I get caught up in the rat race or what I think I need to do. And I forget to just like pause and remember that like, all of this stuff I'm worrying about doesn't really matter right in this very moment.
So I have a question, since, you know, you and I've talked about gratitude and I agree with you. And I want to ask you, I know that you have a lot that's going on. Your LGBTQ platform and the telemedicine platform's growing strong. You have a lot of new great clinicians. But I think a lot of times we forget to check in with each other. And so I'm wondering, do you feel like you have enough support right now, given that you're coming off COVID? Do you feel like you're getting the support and love you need?
You know, it's funny. Like, I actually just made a decision this week to get myself back into my own therapy. I've, you know, been in and out of therapy my whole life, like different iterations of it. And I had a moment this week of like, you know what, like, I want to give myself the gift of getting back into my own therapy. Sure, I run a therapy site called LGBTQ Therapy Space. And, you know, I support other clinicians doing the work, but I also have my own needs and mental health, you know, stuff that I want to keep on top of. And so much has been going on lately with, you know, getting COVID and my parents sort of deteriorating. health-wise, and moving to a new state, a state, you know, that politically is kind of turning the wrong direction in Florida. And all this stuff is heavy. And so I'm actually going to seek my own help. And I think it's important for mental health practitioners to like acknowledge that we also need support and, you know, should seek to get it.
I love that. I just was feeling very protective of you in the last 10 days. Even beyond the COVID, I was just tuning in and going, wow, Jake's really growing this incredible platform. And I know one of the big things that we will talk about when we meet again in June or July, because we're doing this Mindful Pivot episode, you and I have some really fun hacks about deep play and love of all kind. But I just want to, I think a lot of times when someone's a leader in any organization out there, or, you know, the same thing I would say to me, Denise, are you doing enough self-care? Like I just had, and so I have different friends that are on a spiritual path that understand my process. And I literally, I'm very fortunate. I have a huge support network, and I also swim and pray. And so I think a lot of times we just don't know how to ask each other. I didn't know I was going to do that just now, but it just felt organic.
Yeah. And so, and we all have our own little worlds of dealing with so much at all times. I mean, you're worried about your son's health. Like he was exposed to COVID. Like that's a lot. How are you doing with everything?
Well, I have to tell you, I had a huge sense of relief recently. My vulnerability is that I during the pandemic, my son's dad moved away, his stepdad. And so I've been a full throttle single mom with no family here. And I had the most healing, what I like to call like it's the universe lottery. So I had this like really elevated call. I asked myself, what's the highest way I could check in with his stepdad, who, by the way, he's a very kind man. He's helping my son with this great private school. You know, he and I have moved on, we're friends, but his life has taken him out of state and even out of country. And I don't want to put someone on the defense, but I also wanted to advocate for my son because I believe the more love we have in our life, the better. And so I was suffering for this year, not like, you know, I still look really happy, I'm doing all my shows, but my internal like mom wound of how does my son get his needs met? And so I'm doing like a lot better because I have this incredibly like loving check-in with my son's stepdad about how he could start to come more often and how he was just, you know, he has some, you know, everyone's been thrown a loop with the pandemic. If you've had, you know, he had some health issues where he felt like he needed to be away from humanity, which I think it's great. I actually complimented him. I said, I'm so glad that you're taking care of yourself. Now that things are moving along, what can we do for everyone to win? So I just want to like echo to everyone that when you asked me about your mother, son, whether someone's a single parent or you're worried about your child, or now if you've lost your child, I can't even like, that's like something I want to make sure. We it's like unimaginable. How am I doing? I am doing the best I can be now that I know my son's going to see his dad more and I'm about to have a vacation. I haven't been on a plane, Jake, since 2019. So
wow,
I'm going to Maui.
Oh, awesome. That's where I got married.
Oh, and I just found out one of my dear friends who's also been on this incredible ascension path and we're both strategically single. I just found out last night that she's able to come. And so it's going to be even more fun. So she's like, oh my God, we can meet people and meet God. So I feel like I'm doing that pause. And I even found another doctor because I don't know about you, but I've been still doing all telehealth. And so I think a lot of people got used to just texting me. So I feel like I have no boundaries. Like everyone can reach me at any time of day. And so I reached out and did like an old fashioned before the pandemic, I'm reaching out to see if another doctor can fully cover my practice.
Awesome.
Because I feel like, yes, I need a complete no, you can't reach me. And I want to give the people that are more high acuity in my practice the TLC of another clinician to cover. Can't be me. And so I think that is the mindful pivot. And if you're dealing with a loss or a death or anything, if people need to take just time off of work, I just had a talk with someone this week that they actually broke down and cried and said, no one knows what it's like to have autism, Dr. McDermott. I hate when people say the word normal. I'm not normal. And she's like, I love your word neurotypical. She was crying. I go, oh my gosh, how brave are you to admit that it's been too much being on the front lines, working, you know, on the front lines at a store with sensory challenges. And so we're going to figure out, she's going to figure out a way to take some time off. So I feel like I'd love for you just to comment. I feel like a lot of us are figuring out how to just navigate this earth ride and do it in a way with grace and ease when the unimaginable happens.
I think one of what I really hear you speaking to in all of these examples of like reaching out to your child's father and for help and, you know, getting somebody to cover your practice and having your friend come with you on the trip. Like, we need others. We are social creatures. Human beings are social animals that we need connection and we need others. And it's okay to ask for help. And we need to ask for help, whether it be a therapist. You know, that's why I started LGBTQ therapy space for the LGBTQ community to easily find help out there online, or a friend or anyone in your life. Like, it's okay to ask for help, and we need to feel whole and to be able to unload some of the burden of all of the heaviness we carry.
Yes. Yes. And so I think that that's the key. And I think that I think right here at the end, I think I saw some really amazing people getting together to support one another during the unimaginable. And I agree with you, Jake. We are going to do another show, but I just wanted to say, is there anything else that we didn't talk about today or any other wrap up things we want to do?
No, I just so appreciate you and what kind of like us having the chance to take this mindful pivot and pause and acknowledge what's happening in the world, and that it's a hard time right now for everyone in a whole bunch of different areas. And yet there's still hope. We still have each other. We can still be present. We can still look for the positives and the beauty in all of the people and the little things that we do. And I thank you for like helping us all remember that stuff.
Thank you. And also, I have this connection to you on an empath level. And I think people need to remember that all of our relationships are so reverent and sacred. And we have no idea when someone's going to come into our inbox to work with them, to do a show, to help another mother out. And just really telling people thank you, that energy of maybe sadness or grief can get to a more inner peace and also hope. So I just want to thank you, Jake, because your tone of voice, your authenticity, what you're doing, like, I see you, Jake. I see you. Like, I see the love and like all the hard work you put into making sure people that have not been heard or been felt marginalized are heard, not only with their therapist, but I see like your vision, and I know it's just a lot. So I just want to thank you, and thank you for getting like your support you need. And I just want you to keep healing. So thanks a lot, Jake.
Thank you. And I hope that you have an amazing time in Maui and drink some delicious fruity drinks and maybe get a lay. You can say you got laid. Have an amazing time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, we just shifted this show into like the more deep play. So stay tuned. Our next show is going to be a more playful one. So Jake, thank you. Where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me at LGBTQtherapyspace.com. And you can click contact us or get started there if you're interested in being matched with an LGBTQ therapist in your state. And you can also find me on Instagram at JakeMyers2001.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks, everyone. We're sending you guys good energy. Thank you.